And hi, everyone. Welcome to this Akelius Q1 update call. Presenters today are CEO Ralf Spann and CFO Leiv Synnes. Before I hand over to Ralf and Leiv, I just want to inform you that you have received an email approximately 2 hours ago, 12:45, from Maria Eriksson at Danske Bank with the link to the interim report. If you, for some reason, didn't receive this email with the link, the report are to be found at akelius.com, investors, reports, and then interim report January to March 2022. So www.akelius.com, investors, reports, and then it's the interim report January to March 2022. Because both Ralf and Leif will refer to some slides in that report during the call. And Q&A will be handled in the end. So with that, I hand over to you, Ralf. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Johan. Yeah, my name is Ralf, and we are going to present you the interim report of Akelius for the first quarter 2022. The first quarter was a very strong first quarter for Akelius. And that's basically thanks to the Nightingale disposal last September, where we sold the German and Scandinavian portfolio, which puts Akelius in a financial position which has never been stronger than before. If you see the first page of the interim report, and the first section, you see that the property fair value is 6.3 billion euro, which is 300 million more than the end of December 2021. And it has increased by 600 apartments. Same section, you see the vacancy rate on the total portfolio shows a decreasing trend by 90 basis points. And in the second section, you see the strong financial key figures with an interest coverage ratio of 2.9, BBB rating, and a net asset value of 7.1 billion euro, which has never been higher in Akelius. The like-for-like key figures at the bottom section here show very strong trend. The like-for-like rental income growth was 9.5%, and the like-for-like net operating income was 20.9% growth. We continue with page 4. Page 4 shows the property portfolio per end of Q1. You see that the United States and Canadian share of the portfolio sum up to 77%, and 23% remains in London and Paris. The total portfolio per end of March has 18,400 apartments. I get back to this slide later, but before we continue with page 6, at the top left, you see the like-for-like growth in rental income by 9.5% has been the highest quarter since 2017. We see strong markets, especially in North America, and there, especially in US, where the COVID effect has decreased, and that is reflected in a positive effect on rental income. We see higher rent levels, less concessions, yielding to a lower vacancy. You see also the vacancy rate is 11.6% at April the 1st, and that has decreased like for like by 3 percentage points down to 12.6%, and due to acquisition, a further reduction of 1 percentage point. We see higher demand in our Akelius cities and less upgrades, and that yields to a lower vacancy rate. We expect a further decrease in vacancy in coming months. That has to do with completion of capital projects, which are going to happen the next months, but also due to the acquisition of properties with a high occupancy rate. The higher rental income, the lower vacancy rate, yielding in growth in net operating income on the top right side, you see the net operating income grows by 21%. And that is supported by stable costs in Achelius, where we could add new apartments with the existing number of staff. Achelius expect the net operating income continue to grow due to market improvements, but also, as I just mentioned, due to the completion of capital project, which will increase the cash flow due to the reduction in vacancy rate. At the bottom of this slide, you see the real vacancy rate is 2.7%. In 2021, it increased to 2.6%, whereof the average is 1.4%. And that is explained by the strong focus of Achelius since the end of 2021 to North American properties, where we normally experience a higher turnover rate and a slightly higher average real vacancy rate compared to the Scandinavian and German market. We continue with slide 7 on page 7. You see the development residential in-place rent, another strong indicator that the like-for-like grows by 7.5% from 211 to 227. Now we continue and jump on to page 17. That is about sustainability. If you look at the last lower table, focus on employees, you see the number of employees January to March was 844, whereof it was in 2019, 1,456. Some of you might remember that during summer 2020, we kicked off the project to become a leaner company. And we have sold the properties in Scandinavia and Germany. Roughly 300 staff followed the properties. Besides that disposal, the company has delivered what is promised by becoming a leaner company with today 844 staff. Continue to page 18, the next page. And Achelius puts a much stronger focus on sustainability. And that can be described by setting very ambitious targets. We have detailed action plans in place, and we follow up on those plans to make sure we are improving our sustainability results. One example we are introducing here is a stand in Washington, D.C., where we made the consumption to reduce in energy by 41%, and the water use reduction by 23%. That is just an example. Achelius has 12 more properties where we expect to get a LEED certification during the next 2 years. If we succeed with those 12 properties, then Achelius will have approximately 8% of its portfolio LEED certified, which we consider a high share of our portfolio. Now I hand over to Leif to focus on the... Oh, no, before I hand over to Leif, we return to page 4 again. Now, I would like to add something about Achelius plans for further growth and the current market environment. And Achelius aims to grow the portfolio again to 30 to 50,000 apartments. What we currently see is, and we are all aware about the war in Ukraine, but at the same time we see that the interest rates are increasing, we face a high inflation, and we also see that construction prices are going up, and the supply chain is under jeopardy, so to say. And Achelius has a low risk assets, has long-term debt and very strong liquidity. And that is a strong base for in case the market's getting turbulent or more opportunities for buying properties might pop up. So the position of Achelius is very strong, very comfortable, no matter what will happen in the next coming months. So the pace of acquisition going forward is very much depending on the market environment. But the essential point is that Akelius is ready to grow heavily when property prices decline. Leif, I hand over to you.
Thank you, Ralph. Please go to page 8 regarding financing. During the first quarter, Akelius repaid 350 million in hybrid bonds. It is investments and acquisitions for approximately 200 million euro. Despite this, the liquidity remains very strong. As you can see from the upper left chart on page 8, the financial assets cover the debts with 1.3 billion. So Akelius is still in a net debt, financial net assets in the company. The financial assets contains to 97% of investment grade bonds with an average rating of A-. Please go to page 9. In the upper left, to the upper left, you see the debt maturities. In May, we expect to repay 500 million of the debts that mature in the brackets 1 to 2 years. And throughout 2022, we expect to repay further 300 million of debt. So in total, 800 million. On the bottom of the page, you see that the debts have a fixed interest term of 5 years with an attractive interest rate of 1.6%. At the annual meeting in 2022, the owners decide to give a dividend of 6 billion euro and also to contribute with 4 billion euro in new equity to a share issue. The net dividend of 2 billion euro will be paid in May. The dividend will be financed by reduction of financial assets. Thank you.
Good. So in summary, has been a very strong first quarter for Akelius, yielding to a net operating income growth like for like by 21%. Sustainability become more and more important with strong or ambitious goals, action plans and follow up. And Akelius is in a very strong financial position due to low risk assets, long-term debt and strong liquidity. And with those words, I hand over to Johan, and we are happy to receive any questions.